I'm gonna say Judge Dredd and Judge Judy.
The spoon may not be real, but the podcast is. Welcome to the Making Geeks Podcast, the podcast for makers, families, and geeks. And this is episode 204. What's up, guys? How you doing this week?
Doing great, man. How are you?
I'm doing all right.
Are you frozen?
No.
Is it frozen in California? It seems like it's frozen everywhere. It's frozen here. Is it frozen in California?
No, not unless you consider like 55 degrees frozen.
Oh, man.
It's like a slight chill. I only have one leg that gets cold anyways. I can't tell when it's really that cold out.
It's so bad.
It's honest. I just cover
yeah,
one,
I guess.
I just cover one leg at night when I go to bed.
Well, I mean, what else, other board choice do you have?
I know. it's not quite that cold here. It's colder weather than it typically is on average. We've been having some good rain lately, which is nice. But yeah, we're at the we're almost mid-February. Mid-February is almost when spring starts in California. I already have the birds all around doing their thing. Little baby birds are probably coming in about 2 or 3 weeks. Yeah, our winter is like really short.
Really?
I'm not sure why Wes is shaking his head, but
that is just not natural, man.
No, it isn't. And the funny thing is, I was talking to my wife because she's, from Southern California too. When we were growing up, we actually had longer winters. I mean, it's still not like where you guys are, but winter would go from, December till, like early March. And in the last 20 to 25 years, I can actually, visibly measure how, I mean, besides looking at the climate records, that things aren't freezing anymore like it used to happen. We're not really getting frost. It's not quite the same.
Huh. Well, we're buried under a layer of ice here. I don't know about Wes.
It's chilly. I think a lot of this rain, we're getting tons of rain. I think it's just thawing out, and we're right on like underneath the band that's going north to like Lizard, everybody else. We're just getting rain.
Yeah. We're not trying to outwinter anybody here.
Yeah. Last week it said we were supposed to have snow right now, but it's changed.
Oh, that's sad.
But it's still chilly.
It's funny. We have like maybe, I don't know, an inch and a half of ice, and it's been in the teens and 20s. And so nothing has melted, and it's snowed a little bit. And so you got that powdery snow on top of the ice.
So like a frozen lasagna, right? Just for different layers of precipitation.
Yeah, not the good kind though. And it's been interesting watching people trying to drive on it. I may or may not have ran into my neighbor's mailbox and busted up my brand new car just because there was ice everywhere. But we're getting by. We went to the store. Everyone in town was at the store buying all the beer, milk, bread, and eggs. So, and salt to melt all that ice.
Donovan, is that typical for where you are in Oklahoma? I think you said before that it doesn't typically get cold or that cold, or doesn't stay cold for that long.
No, the last time we had an ice storm like this was probably 5 years ago, I think.
So it's not a consistent
thing. And the one before that, I think, was probably 10 years ago.
Right.
But every time there's an ice storm, it's usually pretty bad because it takes out trees and power lines and freezes water pipes that aren't used to be frozen because it never gets, that cold here most of the time, ever.
You guys been up to it much this week?
Nope, not really. Just plugging along on some projects, but nothing noteworthy right now.
Have you done it?
Actually,
sorry, Wes. Go ahead. Go for it.
I'm working on a 3D model that I had some people guessing what it was. That was kind of fun. I was posting progress shots on my Instagram. Super vague at first, but a little less vague each time. Someone finally actually got it. It's the pair of statues that are on the Back to the Future clock tower that scare Doc Brown. And he was like, ah! It's like the little panthers. They don't stay in the shot that long, and they're kind of weird looking as far as panthers go, to be honest. But yeah, that's what I'm modeling. A lot of people have thought Black Panther, and which is, I can see that. So I had some people saying Thundercats.
I thought it was the
Voltron stuff.
I thought it was ones from Ghostbusters, actually. I forget what.
Yeah, I got the Gozer.
Gozer, yeah.
A lot of people said that too. Yep. It was fun. I'm going to do some stuff like that again, I think.
Maybe you could have it do some like Double Duty or something.
There you go.
Crossover universe right there.
Crossing the streams.
I still think we should do that Maya versus Blender.
Let's go.
Yep. Matter of practice, but it'll be fun.
Oh, dude, I haven't. This is the first time I've used Maya in like a decade. It feels like it's been forever.
Yeah. So how about you, Donovan?
I've been finishing up my little Muppets movie theater. The design is done. Now I just got to do all the details. And since I'm talking about it, not to plug my own project, but I have empty seats that need people. So if you want to be in my little movie theater as a little avatar of yourself, so we can watch a movie together, send a picture of yourself from your belly button to the top of your head. Make sure it includes the top of your head, because some people have sent me pictures where it like cuts off at their forehead. Don't do that. Send me a picture of like, yeah, and with your shirt on.
Okay.
And I will put you in my movie theater. Clint, I think, wins so far with his, because he actually has a big old bucket of popcorn. He's eating the popcorn. So he will fit right in. But if you want to be in my movie theater, please send me a picture of yourself, Donovan at Once Upon a Workbench. And we'll do this. We'll be part of this together. It'll be fun.
I think I might send you a picture of Pee Wee Herman to be in your theater, if you remember that old news story.
I'll do it. Oh, wait.
Send it.
Send it. Gosh.
That looks cool, though. The design came out really good for the cardboard than the theater.
Yeah, it's the coolest looking cardboard project I think I've ever done.
Can you hold it up again?
Yeah. The final design is going to be out of wood. And then I have the front of it that's designed off of the original Muppets Theater. I know there's a new one. This is like OG Muppets Theater, the exterior.
Okay, so that's So that's not the final? You said you can do the final one out of wood?
Yeah, the final one's going to be out of wood. This is just prototyping, because my next project that I'm working on is all out of cardboard. So I have people brought me a ton of cardboard. My parents brought me like all the cardboard they've collected over the past 30 years. I don't know, but it's a ton of cardboard. And so I've had enough to play around with that I don't have to experiment on wood and waste wood, that I can just do it on cardboard, because the thickness is almost the same, that I can manipulate it enough to see what works and what doesn't before I cut it out of wood for the final design.
Maybe it's just me, but I think it's kind of cooler out of cardboard.
Yeah. No, there's nothing wrong with it. Like I said, it's the coolest cardboard project I've ever done.
So for me, I'm still in the design phase for my next project, which is going to be the All Queens Chess set that I've been talking about for probably 6 months now. And I finally settled on a design that I want to create. I'm just trying to figure out how it's going to go together. And I think I might even do a full Fusion 360 model for it, because I think I'm going to need that anyways to visualize how some things are going to go together. I want to build it as a slide top box. And yeah, my mind isn't always fully thinking three dimensions when it comes to some of the things interacting with each other like that. So I think I might need that model, and then I'll probably offer it up for Patreon members or something like that. There'll be some sort of incentive for if anybody wants it, because it might be able to be adapted for other things. I don't know. We'll see. I'm still, like I said, in the design phase.
That's a good segue.
It is a good segue. Isn't that
you? You have the script in front of you. You can be like, I don't have it up in front of me. Speaking of Patreon members, we want to take this time to thank our Patreon members. Especially
our top patrons, Square Splinter, Jordan Rimple, and Clinton from C3D Prop Shop. Thank you guys. We don't need sponsors. We have awesome patrons.
That is true. So I would much rather give back and give some more attention to our Patreon members than to some, you know, Squarespace ad.
Absolutely.
Although
Squarespace.
Although, yeah, exactly. I was going to say the same thing. Or HelloFresh or Blue Apron, or what's the What's the app that everybody gets does advertising for? Shadow Legends, Raid Shadow Legends.
Jesus.
I want some of that Raid Shadow Legends money.
Speaking of fun games.
Yes, yes.
Right? Another segue there.
We have something very tonight special planned for today. Yep.
That's right. Tonight is the first time we're trying something new. Hopefully we're going to have a reoccurring segment in the show where we play a game. So tonight is game night. For those of you that are at home watching live on our YouTube stream, I set up the camera and everything to sort of give close approximation of us all playing together. We have all the people that are participating, all us podcast members on the side and the game board. And we're going to, it's this particular game that we're playing tonight is one that is probably the most appropriate due to the name to be our first one. And it's called Geek Out.
And when Donovan finishes making out with the box, I think we'll talk a little bit more about it.
I'm trying to be the Vanna White to Wes's, what's his name?
And you're doing a fantastic job with it too.
Yeah,
doing great.
I want to mention really quick that if you're listening to this on the audio podcast, we're going to talk about, or you should have a pretty good experience just listening to the game and trying to guess along with the different things that go along with the game. But I think for the best experience, you're going to enjoy it the most by checking out the live stream or the video that's posted afterwards on YouTube. But it should work either way for this game that we're doing tonight.
Well, for those that can't see it, let's break down real quick what this game is and how we're going to play it.
So go ahead and do that.
So basically, Geek Out is a trivia game. It's a party game. It can be played with a ton of different people. It says on the box up to 99 people, which would be nuts. I would it says 2 to infinity players. I'm sorry. But they're short game times. They're around 30 minutes per game. And it's basically geek trivia. We have five different categories that the questions can be proposed within. We have games, comics, sci-fi, fantasy, and miscellaneous. So it's sort of like Trivial Pursuit in that sort of colorization, categorization. But also has a game board mechanic similar to Trivial Pursuit as well. We both start it in the middle. We each have a token. And as we correctly say the answers, you advance accordingly. And the way that the answering works is a little bit interesting. Instead of just blurting out the answer, we have to bid and counterbid each other with who we think can have the higher amount of X or Y. So, for example, if I pull up a card, the cards give you a bare minimum of items. It's basically a listing game, listing trivia. And so I pull up a card, and comics, it says four comic book titles in which the Flash appears. It's a tough one. So the first person, let's say whoever rolled, it's that first question, and you have to name at least four. If that person thinks they can, then they say, oh, I can do four. And the next person around will give a chance to Donovan, and Don's like, oh, I can do five. And you just keep going around and around. Whoever has the highest bid, they're the one that get the chance to answer it. If they fail, if they've upped the ante and off from the default and they fail, they're back a space on the game board. You can go from zero, you can go negative five. If you go beyond that, you actually drop out of the game. So hopefully no one does that tonight. For some reason, no one can answer the minimum. Say none of us know anything about the Flash, which is, I don't know the comic book title specifically enough to be able to name them verbatim. So if no one can get it, and there's no penalty, and whoever's question it is, who that is originally posed to or proposed to, if they can't get it, there's no penalty. They don't lose any points. So really, the way you can really get the most out of this game is to outbid each other, see who the geekiest person is in the different categories and whatnot. And because we're playing live with a studio audience, I guess, we're actually trying to incorporate them into the gameplay. So if we have any disputes among the three of us, because a lot of these rules are purposefully kind of vague and generic, like the category is games, not board games or tabletop games or video games or card games. And so some of the answers and some of the categories and the questions can be vague as well. So if there's any dispute, they get the judge's ruling, as it were, is like whatever they think the answer, you know, however they think the question should be posed or whatever the case may be. So that will be a good incentive to log on and to join us for the next game night so you can be a part of making our lives miserable with your choices, because they're going to be terrible. So let me put that first card in the junk pile.
We're just hoping to not lose our geek credibility tonight.
That's right.
I can already say ahead of time that I'm going to.
The discard pile that I'm using is actually a Making Geeks mug. Look at that. That cross promotion right there.
Plug.
Exactly, that plug. It's an ad break already. We have merch now, by the way. Go get some. It's pretty nice. We'll go ahead and get started. We'll figure out as we go along. I'm going to go in order of the people that are on the screen, because it's kind of hard to say who's to the right of me or who's to the right of the next person. So we'll just start with Sean. He'll be the first person, and I'll roll for him. I have a 30-second timer after we've all locked in our bids, and whichever the top bid is, that person will have 30 seconds in which to list that number of X answers. And if they don't do it, then they don't do it. So it's just to give ourselves a little more pressure. And house rules are encouraged. If you actually pick up a copy of this, they have a whole section on house rules and how you just, the purpose is to have fun. So, and to have discussion and kind of geeky camaraderie. So let's see how this works out. So I'm going to roll for Sean. You guys ready to go?
Yeah.
I look forward to seeing how noisy it gets in the chat.
Let's embarrass ourselves. Let's do this.
There's no shortage of that.
Then the next person down, I guess I'll read the card from the, no, let's say the, how would I do this? Donovan will read the first question, and then it'll be Sean, and then to me. Normally, we'd be all sitting around a table drawing from the stack to read these questions. We each have a copy of the game, so we each have a stack of questions. So they'll read accordingly. So Donovan, you get the first question. I'll roll for Sean. Hopefully this works in a digital environment. Let's see.
All right.
Let's do it.
Roll onto the board. Got blue. Blue is the category of comics.
Two characters from Tank Girl.
All right.
Sean had the. Can you do two characters?
Sure.
I cannot. I do not know anything about Tank Girl besides Tank Girl, so I can't. Donovan?
I read Tank Girl once back when I was into like Max and stuff like that, but for the life of me, I cannot remember any of the characters besides Tank Girl. So I'm going to say no.
Actually, I can't. I was bluffing.
Oh, God.
what you got?
Nothing. I don't know.
I don't know anything. You've got nothing. All right. Well, there's no penalty. We're off to a great start.
I was hoping that somebody would try to edge me out and then
outbid you.
Yeah, because I was going to say the medic and the sniper, which I know is, you know, nothing of the...
The medic and the sniper.
All I know about Tank Girl is like some weird B-movie that came out in the theaters. I didn't even know it was a comic book at first.
Yeah. It was very in the style. Did you guys ever read like Max or... Back in the early 90s when that...
I never really read comic books.
Alternative genre started becoming popular. Tank Girl was one that a lot of people really liked. And I did read it once.
It came out around the time that Mallrats came out. For some reason, I have those two locked into my brain in the same category. And I don't know why.
It was like a weird alternative attention that, I mean, there was more attention towards like alternative type things during that time in the 90s. Okay. So I think that's why it gets grouped together with that you know, those thoughts.
All right. So there's no penalty there. So the next person is me. I'm going to roll for myself.
And I get to read the card.
Indeed. All right, so it rolled white. That means it's player's choice. I get to choose what category it'll be. So let's go with comics. We'll try that.
Okay. Two characters from Judge Dredd. Well, you can get one of them.
I can get... Wow. off to an entertaining start so far. Don't know anything about that one.
Is anybody yelling at us in the chat yet?
They're actually yelling out bogus answers.
Oh. Tank Girl and Bob. I love it. That's perfect. There's one character built into the title already. You only have to come up with one more, technically.
Yeah. I don't know. All right. I can do two. Sure. Well, why not?
Go for it.
I'm not even going to try bluffing.
I'm going to say Judge Dredd and Judge Judy because I had no idea.
Can we fact check that? Can anyone fact check it?
You know, it'd be awesome if there was somebody's name Judy in the comics.
I know there are the characters, Judge something. I just can't remember what the names were.
I don't remember anything about that.
Doom. Judge, I don't know. Doom 64.
All right. Well, that's exciting.
Diamond, well, we're next. 0-2. Maybe we should not do comics up front.
I thought that was a solid choice. Guess what? It just rolled comics again, so...
Whose is it? Mine?
Yeah.
Yeah, Wes gets to read the card for you.
All right.
Judge Reinhold.
Not an actual judge.
All right. I think we're good here. Four U.S. comic books with a female character as the title. Can you do four comic books? Four U.S. comic books.
Yeah, I can do four. With
a female character as the title. Can you do five, Sean?
Yes.
I'm going to say that I can do six.
Okay, I'll say seven. Just sure.
Okay. Cool. Can you do eight?
Nope. I'm out.
I'm out.
I was going to stretch before, but Donovan's going for seven. Let's go.
All right. So you ready? Set.
So there's Wonder Woman. There's She-Hulk, Spider-Gwen, Spider-Girl, Spider-Woman, Silk. What are the other female Spider-Men that I know?
I think I'm making crap up now.
No. What's that Avengers movie with the girl that I never saw? Captain Marvel. There we go. There's seven, right?
Oh, 4 seconds left. Yeah, that's right. Yep.
Okay.
So, Wes, you can verify that Silk, Spider-Girl, Spider-Gwen, all those are valid?
Yeah.
Okay.
I could have done more, I think. It's funny, like, when you're actually bidding, it's like, oh, yeah, of course I can name all these. But when the pressure is on, it's like all that information, like, dribbles out of your ear right before you say it. It's in my experience from this game, so.
It's moments like this listening to a podcast that I'm like, I can think of every answer.
You're yelling out. Yeah. Oh, yeah. So you're the UFO, I decided. So I'm going to move you forward one. All right, Sean, let's see what you
let's
got.
Let's do
here.
It.
All right.
First choice.
Say it again?
You can choose your category.
Let's do... The UFO is movies, right?
UFO is sci-fi.
Yeah, let's try it. Sci-fi.
Two sci-fi film musicals.
Oh, crap. What? There's one.
Film musicals. Sci-fi film musicals.
I could only do one.
The starting bid is two.
I know. That's why I said that. That's why I said it in a defeated voice. Because I should be able to think of a second one. But only one horrific one came to mind. I can only do one.
I can only think of one, too.
I can only think of one, too. This is terrible.
Can we combine together for, like, in split the points?
All right, we'll say the one at the same time, okay? Yeah. One, two... Three.
Cats.
Little Shop Dr. Horrible sing long blog.
Oh, of course. Well, damn it.
Little Shop of Horrors is horror. It's not sci-fi. Is it?
Isn't it sci-fi? I mean, it's like a talking creature. I don't know. Does he do experiments? I don't know.
See, I would have gone to the, you know, our listeners for a judging lot one, but it doesn't really matter because none of us got it. But all of us said a different one.
Little Shop of Horrors.
What did you say, John?
I'm ashamed. I said Cats.
So Little Shop of Horrors is not sci-fi, but Cats is?
Okay, can I try to defend my answer?
Yes, please.
I know nothing about that stupid franchise. There's one memory I have as a kid watching the stupid commercial for the play being at the Pantages or something here in LA, and it's showing a spaceship at some point in the stupid play. That's my justification.
Hearing rocks from the audience says Audrey 2 was an alien. I don't remember enough about it to be able to say that, but
I don't even know what that sentence means.
Audrey 2 is the name of the plant.
The plant. Okay. I didn't even think of that because I figured it was horror. Not
I also thought maybe Spaceballs. I don't know if there's a Spaceballs musical. There should be, if not.
But I have a. Yeah. There has to be something that we're missing in terms of.
Something obvious. I like the Dr. Horrible one, but that's not really a film, though.
It's not. Is that sci-fi? I've never seen it.
Yeah. I would think it was sci-fi. Well,
it's a freeze ray. So.
Yeah.
Oh, like I said, I've never seen it, so I'm not sure.
It's more sci-fi than fantasy. It's like comic book. So I don't know. We didn't get it, so I guess we don't have to debate about it.
That's
too
much. Long discussion. No points.
We're going to have a discussion about changing the name of the podcast after this.
I know, really, right?
We're not very good at this game.
No.
Come. All right.
So now I get to read for Donovan, I believe, correct?
Green fantasy.
Oh, here's a softball for you. Two named dragons.
I can name two.
You do three, Sean?
I can only do two.
I can do two. Damn it, can I do three? Nope.
Wait.
Let's hear your two. Can you do three?
Can you do three?
Yes, I can.
All right. Can you do four?
You can do four?
Asking
oh,
you,
no.
Can you?
Can no. You do four? I can't do four. Wait, is this in books?
It just says two named dragons.
Say, it's just...
Oh, just anything. Anything.
Sure.
Okay. I could do... gosh. I don't think I could do four. Wait, no, I can do four. Okay, can you do five?
No, I'm out. Mine were paper thin anyways. Go for it.
Let's hear it. Let's hear it, dude. Ready, set, go.
Okay, so Smaug, Pete's dragon, the Luck dragon, and Air.
If you can't say it right, I'm not giving it to you.
Hold on. Not Erebor. Not Aragorn.
Yes, it is.
Elbul.
No, you said it. Donovan, you said it.
What?
Aragorn. You said it.
Aragorn?
Yeah.
Sure.
Where's that from?
It's the book series.
You should say Toothless.
Oh, I didn't even think of Toothless. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, Aragorn was the name of the dragon in the book series, right?
Well, Aragorn's on. I said Aragorn because that's Lord of the Rings.
He's the kid, not the dragon. Yeah, you said Pete's dragon. I don't know.
But the dragon didn't have a name in Pete's dragon.
Didn't he?
What does our audience say? Should we give it to him?
Hold on.
Oh, good one, Jordan. Oh, Jordan Rumpel said Mushu.
Oh,
Mushu. See?
The audience is playing hardball.
These things on the fly.
Buffy the Magic Dragon. All right. You failed either way. So let's just.
See, I was going to say Smaug. I was going to say Valcor and then Fing Fing Foom from Ching Chi.
Did you just say real words just now?
Strangely enough, yes. That is the dragon that
Elliot. Elliot. What's the dragon's name?
What was the dragon in Iron Fist? Was it just the dragon? Anyways.
I don't know if it's the same one, if it's Fing Fing Foom, but they never said the name in that property, but it's a weird name.
So am
name,
I back
there.
To start? Yeah. None of us move past start.
Let's do it. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Oh.
All right.
We're not as good as this. See, we played this last week and we actually progressed.
Right. We did like what, three rounds? We're like,
we did good. We got this. I mean, we were like nailing it. Bruce Lee. He enters the dragon. He's not the dragon.
I would take that though.
And Chuck Norris turns of the dragon. I don't know. It's complicated. Who am I rolling for? Am I rolling for myself?
Yes, you are.
Ed.
You gotta stop rolling red, dude.
I know. Games.
John, you read for Wes, don't you? No.
No, I read for Sean.
No, I read.
So confused right now. It doesn't matter who reads for me. I mean, it's just...
Fine. Four video games that contain mini games.
Four?
Okay, I can do four.
Four video games that contain mini games.
I can do four.
I can do five.
I can do six. I'm sorry, can you do six, Sean?
Okay, if there are separate games within a series, does that count? Okay.
I can do minus one.
Okay.
Wait, what was your wager, Wes?
It's one higher than whatever number you're going to say.
I'll say seven. You're going to go eight?
I'm just going to go eight. Just for...
Okay. All right. It's
because
all
I can't remember at this point now.
Let's do this. Eight. Wes is on the clock for eight.
Mario Party 1, Mario Party 2, Mario Party 3, Mario Party 4, Mario Party 5, Mario Party 6. Mario Party 7.
That is so messed up.
WarioWare. And Rabbids. What's that game? I'm sure there's I think they went to 9. Mario Party 8? I'm sure they went to 9.
Yeah, because then you have the one on
I should have said 40.
Because then you have one on the DS 40. And...
Then all the different platforms. The other one I was wanted to say was that that Rabbids game, the Wii. What was it called? Was it just Rabbids?
Rabbids.
Yeah. The first game that came to mind for me was Street Fighter.
Oh dang, that's a good one. Oh yeah, of course. Mortal Kombat had that.
What first game that came to me was like
what was it? Mortal Kombat. I don't remember.
I think you had to chop. You have to chop ice in that one.
Oh no, it was like wood breaking wood.
Arcade.
I think. Yeah, it was breaking wood.
There were several. Oh, it's like stacks.
Yeah,
like it got higher and higher, right?
Yeah, that's right. I remember it now. Cool.
It's funny because I was thinking party games. I wasn't thinking like in that train of like.
But it would still qualify though. Yeah.
It was like, yeah, absolutely would. But it was funny. I was thinking that.
Well, WarioWare can remind for me too, but I couldn't really think beyond those two.
Might want to fact check me because I could be BSing that Mario Party went to 9. I think it did. I'm not 100% sure.
Either way, you named more than what Donovan said he was going to be able to.
I was thinking like Maniac Mansion, Day of the Tentacle, Salmon Max Hit the Road, Leisure Suit Larry, like basically all the LucasArts because they all had actual mini games in the games.
Leisure Suit Larry, I'm surprised you brought that one up. Donovan had an interesting youth.
I only played one of those games that my mom walked in on.
I was
going
to say, then your mom walked in.
I'm not sure I want to know the context of that situation.
I never finished that game. I don't know how it ends.
Oh, man. Poor guy.
There's a couple of jokes there, but since we said we're for families now, I'm going to leave it alone.
It's so many. I'm just going to roll.
Yeah, just roll.
Fight. You get to choose. What category would you like?
Wait, whose turn is it?
I believe
it's your
mine.
Turn, Donovan.
Wait.
Yeah. Wait. Someone rolled for me, because I got red. I rolled for me.
Yeah.
I got red last time.
And so I read the card for you. But Donovan just went with the wait. No. Well, I read for Donovan for the dragons.
So then Wes. So it is Sean. So I'm reading for Sean, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
What color?
Whatever he chooses.
Let's do red.
Good games.
Two countries or lands from World of Warcraft.
I can do two.
I'm out.
I got nothing.
Crap.
This has been way too long since I pulled away World of Warcraft.
I'm going to start at 3, 2, 1.
Stormwind.
Please get this.
Stormwind and Azeroth, which is total crap.
Azeroth. That's the, yeah.
So what was it?
Is he on the board?
Well, what was the exact question again?
Two lands or countries from World of Warcraft.
Azeroth, the like entire thing, or no?
Yeah, but there's other areas too that are beyond that plane.
Isn't there like a frozen?
Yeah, there is.
There's like a undead one too, right?
Yeah, there's there's the Shadowlands now. So there's the different. So Azeroth would probably qualify as one of them. Stormwind is an area within Azeroth. So if people are so kind, I would finally get on the board by.
Let's do it.
All right.
You go too.
All right.
I've lost track of whose turn it is.
So I'm going to be reading for Donovan.
Okay. Which all I don't right. really think that even matters so much, but it kind of, I guess it kind of does. Black. So miscellaneous.
So black is miscellaneous? Okay. Two Coen Brothers films.
Okay, I can do two.
Do three, Sean.
I think I can do three.
We're
going to need to fact check this one, though.
Yeah, I would just guess them all, and I could boast and or bluff and make it seem like I know these, but I'm just going to be honest. I'm not really sure.
I think so I can do three.
I'm going to drop out of this one.
Donovan, can you do more than three?
I don't think so, and this is so terrible. I keep thinking Wes Anderson. All right, three. It's all you, Sean.
Start the clock.
Okay. Oh, Brother, We're Out There. Where Art Thou? Fargo and No Country for Old Men.
All right.
Are we gonna have to do
it? Do something about Mary? Is that theirs?
No.
I think it's someone else. That's Farley Brothers.
Yeah.
I was getting this confused. Okay. Good. I'm glad I didn't say a number here. I've gotten all those wrong.
Any film buffs confirm that for me? Okay. Maker's Portal confirmed it. Not that he would cover for me at all.
No, I don't see any shenanigan possibilities there.
Okay, so Wes, you're up, right?
Mary White. Yeah, let's go with comics for 600, Alex.
Oh, you get a softball on this one. Two DC sidekicks.
I can do two.
I can do three.
I can do one.
Four.
What classifies as a sidekick, though? Okay, I'll give it to you. I'll give it to you, Wes. Four.
I just need to do four?
Yeah, four.
Okay, we'll do Robin. Let me start the timer. Okay. Drake, Robin. I guess I could go specific. I'll just do Robin generically for one. Root or Rocket, depends on who you ask as to who the sidekick is. Is that debatable?
Wait, you said Groot?
It's on DC, though.
That's right, it's
not
DC.
No, it's not DC. Oh, crap. Cosmo the dog. Cosmo? No, that. I flubbed this one. Oh, I don't have it. Nope.
So does that mean that Donovan can possibly pick it up since you weren't able to get it?
It's not in the rules, but I like that. I like that idea.
So now I tried to do that. Four.
Well, no, I think
whatever
your original bid was.
Let's do it. I like that rule.
Okay, so I don't know if it classified. Well, I don't. Okay, so Teen Titans. Robin was the leader. So you've got Cyborg, Starfire, and Beast Boy. There's three. You've got Robin from Batman. You got Harley Quinn for Joker.
I'll count those two. Come up with the third one.
You'll count the two, but not the three from Teen Titans.
Yeah, because I would call that an ensemble.
10 seconds.
Okay.
You need one more.
What was that? The Bee Girl, Bumblebee. Nope.
Who is she a sidekick of?
No, she wasn't a sidekick. That was another ensemble. I keep thinking of ensembles, not sidekicks.
What about Crypto?
So no one got it.
Hmm?
But I was, that's what I was thinking. I said Cosmo.
You said Cosmo.
I was thinking Crypto. Yeah.
Crypto? Oh, Crypto. The dog.
Yeah, Superman's dog.
Superman's dog.
It's Batman's dog.
Did Batman have a dog?
Like my son has a Batman dog. And I have no idea what his name is. A cape and everything. I have no idea. Anyway,
Are we? We're still on stone.
We're doing horribly.
All right, whose turn is it?
Just like Ryan tonight.
We might have to keep an eye on the time and say whoever is, you know, ahead at that point is the automatic winner.
Supergirl's a sidekick?
Superman?
I think it might depend on a specific storyline where she's
saying Superboy. Kid Flash. Okay.
Oh, Kid Flash, yeah.
That could be. I think some of them are based on time, right? Because they are a sidekick for maybe a certain period of time.
Aqualad, yeah. Maker Sporto, you should have played this game. But it's easy to list them when you're not under pressure.
Well, there were like five different Robins, but you'd have to name the individual Robins.
Oh, that's what I was trying to go with. Yeah. But then I
like Red Hood. All right. Okay.
Here we go. All right, rolled off the board. I'm just moving the camera. It's green. Green.
Am I reading?
Who's next anyway?
Yeah, I'm reading. Who am I reading for?
I think he's reading for me.
Four characters that carry a bow.
Let's see. One, two.
Do four?
No, I can't. I can only do three.
Do four.
I can do four.
You do five is the question.
And it doesn't have to be genre specific, right?
Mm.
I'll do five. Ace the Bad Dog.
Ace the Bad Dog. Good job.
Can you do six?
So what are you doing, four?
No, I said five.
Oh, I'm on six now.
Yeah.
I don't think so. Let's hear the five. Eight. Set.
Okay, yep. So there's Hawkeye, Merida, Robin Hood. Bo. Hold on.
Missing Cupid? The easy one.
Cupid. Oh my I'll say God. Cupid. Valentine's Day.
You're missing the easy one.
Okay. What's this?
7 seconds.
So, hold on. I got this. With the. Dang it.
Arrow.
That's not his name, though.
It's not Arrow. What?
Yeah, that's his name. Arrow.
Not his name. Yeah, I was going to say Legolas. Yeah.
Legolas. Oh, my gosh.
I thought his name was the Green Arrow.
I fail at this. This is so bad. Do I have to go back one now? I'm a negative one. You know what?
It's funny because like your brain like locks into a certain, at least mine, it locks into a certain like demographic grouping of characters, and it can't like think out of that.
It is tough. Like when you said Merida, I'm like, oh crap, that's right. But I thought about Robin Hood, but I didn't think about the Disney Robin Hood. I was thinking about the stupid Kevin Costner Robin Hood.
Oh my gosh,
that's horrible.
Katniss.
Of course.
What is Hawkeye's daughter's name that's getting her own show eventually? I couldn't remember her name. I was trying to think of her name.
It's not Stature, right? That's Cassie
Link. Link!
That too.
Icarus, yeah.
You know what? I'm just... I got to turn in my geek card, guys. I'm sorry.
It's surprisingly difficult, honestly.
Link. How could I not think of Link?
All right, so it's my turn, I think, now. No. Yeah. Wes, it's your turn.
Probably.
All right. You rolled green again.
Okay. So two franchises in which a fountain of youth appears. The fountain of youth could take different forms, too. I mean, it doesn't have to be... Because it says in which a fountain of youth appears, not the fountain of youth.
Two franchises is the starting bid?
Two franchises.
Question is it?
It's yours.
It's Wes's. It's yours.
It's mine.
Yeah, it's yours. Crap.
I can do two.
I want to pass on this one. John, can you do three?
Wes, it's all yours.
Okay. I'm going to say Lazarus Pit is one.
What is that from? Batman.
It's DC.
Oh, okay.
Ra's al Ghul uses it.
Okay.
What's the other one? I'm trying to think of the original one that I cannot remember. I didn't start the timer. I'm so bad about that for myself.
I think it's been 30 seconds.
I've been counting, yeah.
But I'm just saying.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't get the minimum, so there's no penalty.
Well, okay, let's talk it over a little bit because
there is a movie called The Fountain.
What was the one? I mean, it's the just the generic. Oh crap! I was thinking Indiana Jones, right?
There's a book with a family that discovers the Fountain of Youth. What?
So
when we were going back and forth.
I would qualify Indiana Jones for you. I mean, The Last Crusade was essentially, you know, the Cup of Christ is essentially has that function. So, Donovan, which one were you talking about?
No, there's a book where like a family finds a Fountain of Youth, and then like several years later, a girl, and then they give her the option to do the fountain, and she ends up giving it to a frog, and the frog becomes. It's a super famous book that I Tuck Everlasting.
That's what that book's about?
Yeah.
Oh.
And the other one that I was going to say is the Golden People from Guardians of the Galaxy had the pods.
How about Cocoon?
Right?
How about the movie Cocoon?
Oh, Cocoon! Yes!
My nightmare movie as a kid.
Your nightmare movie?
Yes, as a kid. Yes. You must have missed that episode.
Was the original Fountain of Youth, it was supposed to be like historical or whatever, that they went down
Ponce de Leon.
Yeah, see, when the time's not on me, I can think of it.
Yeah, but was
spontaneously when it was on me, it was just like,
but was there evaporates. Was there a movie actually about Ponce de Leon?
That to be a movie. I'm sure there was a movie somewhere
about it. That's a little bit vague.
It did say franchise,
right?
Franchise.
Mm-mm. That's not a franchise.
Oh crap! You're right. It does say franchise.
Human history. Franchise.
Franchise is kind of a loaded word at times.
Coon's not a franchise, so that wouldn't count. Neither would Tuck Everlasting, right?
Yeah, but you got we.
There was two Cocoon movies, so wouldn't it be a franchise?
Oh, fair.
I guess so. Point. I try to block those from my memory. Anyways, my turn, I believe.
All right. I'm ready.
Hello, sci-fi.
Two recurring Doctor Who enemies. Two recurring Doctor Who enemies.
Doctor No and Doctor Maybe. I have no idea. I've never seen the show.
I can't fact check that.
Oh, jeez.
Okay. Was that?
Skip.
Yes.
Skip.
The first Doctor and the second Doctor? I don't know. There's so many people listening to us that are so mad right now because we don't know anything about Doctor Who.
The Daedalus.
Is it one of like the dinosaurs that I always seen like a weird?
The Daedalus.
It's Daedalus, I thought.
No, it's not Daedalus.
Oh, Daleks. Cyberman Daleks.
Yeah. That's the only one that I know of, and I couldn't even remember the name for it.
Rolling. Green.
This is for Wes, right?
No, it's for you.
I'll read it for you. I haven't read one in a while.
All right.
Daily. Four characters that learn of their secret royalty / ancestry after reaching a certain age. You name at least four. Can you name four characters that learn of their secret royalty / ancestry after reaching a certain age?
I'll say four just to start it off. Four. Okay.
I know four, but I could only name two of the four, which is kind of pissing me off. Well, there's three. Can you read the question one more time?
Characters that learn of their secret royalty / ancestry after reaching a certain age. So specific.
I'll try five.
Okay. I can't do six.
Five. I gotta beat five?
I think so.
Yeah, you have to do six. Yep.
I'll do six.
All right,
can
good.
Can you do seven, Sean?
No, because two of mine were complete BS, but I was gonna push it anyways.
You're trying to bluff it out again? Okay.
It wasn't entirely a bluff, but
I think I could do this. All right, so Harry Potter from Harry Potter, Quill from Guardians of the Galaxy, King Arthur from any King Arthur?
King Arthur.
Luke Skywalker. Frodo. And I need one more, don't I?
Seconds. Simba.
Okay, Simba. Are you just having pity on me so I can get off, get back to the start? Wait, Simba wouldn't count.
He's a king.
The whole sequence where they teach him, you inherit this kingdom. Don't go there. Right. Don't go to Pride Rock. Blah, blah, blah.
I'll take it.
Well, song and
I'll
dance.
I'll take the pity point.
So,
yeah.
I was thinking.
I agree with Jordan. You were thinking.
I was thinking Lucy and Edmund from Chronicles of Narnia, but I couldn't remember the other two kids' names. And then it was Arthur, Jesus, and Neo. I told you it was crap.
Princess Diaries. That was the other one I was thinking of.
I'm glad that that's on the forefront of your mind.
That was the first one that popped in my head. It was Princess Diaries. I don't know why.
You're a strange cat, Donovan.
I have two little girls. Come on. Gosh. First thing I think of, first thing I forget. All right, who's next?
Did you move up on that one?
No. If you're going to take pity on me, yes, I all totally right, moved up on that one.
You're right, back to start.
Start. Back to start.
Jeez. Oh, my God.
Okay.
Guess Wes, it's your turn.
All right, I'm going to roll. Hello. Bye-bye.
What is it?
Bye-bye. Hello.
Okay. Are you reading Sean or am I?
I'll read it.
Okay, go for it.
Two films in which miniaturization appears.
Yeah, I can do two.
Three?
No, I can't.
Did you say three? I can do four.
Five?
Oh, I already know what he's going to do. I already know what he's going to do.
No, you don't.
Shh, 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 shh.
Freaking Donovan.
Hey, I learned from the best. Come on now.
Yeah, I know. Like the 12 Mario parties.
Somebody fact
check. I gotta do 17. I gotta do six, is that right?
Gosh, six? Come on, man.
You can do six.
Alright, fine. Go with six. You're on the clock.
Alright. Ant-Man and the Wasp. Avengers Endgame.
Technically.
I had them on the tip of my tongue.
I could totally steal this. I'm ready.
Captain America Civil War. Super Mario Brothers.
You're a junior.
And, damn it.
Wait, that's not, does it happen in the Super Mario Brothers movie? Because it says films, not games.
I know. I'm hoping it did, but I don't remember.
Gosh. Inner Space. Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Those are the ones I was
going to do.
Honey, I Blew Up the
Kids.
Baby. Yes. See, I had those on board. And then
Honey, I Shrunk the Audience.
I would probably give that to you.
Yeah, it's a film, even though it appeared in at a theme park.
At a ride, yeah. Fantastic Voyage, yeah. Gosh,
crap! I had the Honey I Shrunk like ready to go, and then
Willy Wonka
starts. Oh yeah!
See, where were all of you in my head when I was trying to think?
I think Tinkering Rocks needs to play this with us next time. See how tough it really is.
Yeah, we might actually do a Patreon version of this at some point.
Be awesome,
Family Guy.
All right, what are we looking like for time here? I think we're
coming up pretty close.
So far, Sean is winning.
How is that possible?
Because of rules? I don't know. let's do one question for each of us next.
Yeah, one final round.
All right.
Sean could also fall behind, so we'll see.
Yep.
Who's talking? Did they shrink, though?
Never mind.
Yeah. Also, Wonderland, of course. Yes. Yeah. I read.
You know, wait. At 2 o'clock in the morning tomorrow, I'm going to wake up with like 15 answers to all these questions.
Who am I asking?
Right in my head.
Oh, it's my turn, though, isn't it?
I believe so.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. I'm reading for you. All What's right. the color?
Red.
Red? Four characters from Pokemon.
I could do 10.
Wow.
Let's hear it. I'm out.
You're out?
10 and 30 seconds. Can you do more than 10? You can't
I'll,
count
I'll
on
say
your head.
11.
Come on.
Just so I can be in the game. 11. 11. Beat that, John.
It's true.
I can
do. Can you do 12?
I can do 12.
All right, do it. I want to see this. 12 and 30 seconds.
It works. Set.
Pichu, Pikachu, Raichu, Geodude, Hitmanchan, Blastoise, Frigadoodle, Charizard.
Frigadoodle? Was that?
No. Butterfree, Caterpie.
You're just making shit up now.
Crap. Dragon. Dragon Age.
Dragon Age.
What the hell is that yellow?
Squirtle
yellow
sword?
Dragon.
Squirtle?
Charizard.
Mew?
I said, I said Charizard.
Mewtwo? Mew. I don't know.
You guys can name off stupid Pokemon for an hour.
Ryan Reynolds?
Of course. Oh my god. Hey, at least
did
I got to
10.
I said
12.
That's respect right there.
No, I said 12, though. It doesn't matter. I said 12, but I got to 10.
I know you went back. All right.
Dragonite. That was the character's name.
Question.
Dragon Age.
All right, so this is for Donovan.
All right.
Ask. Black, which is generic here. Name. Can you name 6 1980s Saturday morning cartoons?
Now we're getting 80s? Into your jam.
1980s.
I was 90s. I said 80s. I'll say 6. Sure, 6.
1.
8.
2, 7. You do 9.
Go for it.
All right, you guys counting for me?
Yep.
Okay, ready? Go. Wuzzles, Gummy Bears, DuckTales, G.I. Joe's, G.I. Joe, He-Man, She-Ra, Shirt Tales, Snorks, Smurfs, crap. How many I got?
9.
Crap. Jim.
Jim, what I mean, the hell?
Jim, yeah.
Oh, Jim, okay.
Oh, what did I get?
No, that was that. Well, okay.
Did you say it was wrong?
DuckTales.
You said Wuzzles?
No,
Wuzzles was
90s,
I thought.
No, Wuzzles was the first Disney afternoon cartoon.
Gummy Bears and sure. DuckTales were 90s.
You said,
they?
Wait. You said Disney afternoon. This is Saturday morning.
Oh, shit. You're right. Okay, that's fair. That's fair.
Was Thundercats 80s or 90s?
It was 80s. Yeah, of course. Of course, so they're flowing into me now. Of course, you know, I could do Captain N.
Okay, name them off. Captain N, yeah.
And the Game Master. You could do Spider-Man. Do Batman, Superman.
Those are 90s.
Bobby's World.
Bobby's World.
Bobby's World.
Bobby's World.
Bobby's
World. The 90s?
That one I don't know.
Turtles?
No, Turtles was 90s, right?
Yeah, Turtles was 90s. It was 80s. Not for the cartoon, I don't think. Bobby's World might be 80s, late 80s. You also had Muppet Babies.
Was Bobby's World the one that was voiced by
Turtles?
Howie Mandel,
yeah.
I think I got it. You guys were like, telling me crap wasn't counting.
I think some of those are kind of suspect for...
Wait. Wuzzles?
Transformers.
Wuzzles. 1985 animated television series created for Saturday morning television.
Wells was those weren't the 80s? Ones
I was questioning.
I wasn't sure. I wasn't sure on that one. That seems
Garfield?
Like really early.
Was Garfield 80s or 90s?
80s.
Absolutely, it was 80s. Yep.
Fraggle mm-hmm. Rock.
All you had to do is name off all the ones from like Toys That Made Us initially.
That was. Yeah, I know. Yeah. Yeah.
Dance Your Cares Away.
Fraggle Rock wasn't a cartoon, right. though.
What are you for? No, it wasn't. No, the dance.
It just says Saturday morning cartoon. Oh, it just say cartoon.
Wait, they did make a cartoon out of Fraggle Rock, though.
Later on, though, I think.
Their sequences, though.
Later on, okay. Yeah.
Okay, I get it or not. I have no idea. What did I even get the name to? What I have to do? 11? 10? No? I didn't get it? All right.
No, well, no. I would actually give it to you.
Really?
I would give it to you, yeah. There's one that you mentioned I don't remember hearing before. You said Shirt Tales?
Shirt Tales, yeah.
I don't remember ever hearing about that. What was that?
Yeah, Shirt Tales. It was one where they had like different, like they had just like a panda and a monkey, and they had these shirts that they would like put on, and they would give them like superpowers, I believe.
God, they were smoking some heavy stuff in the 80s.
Gosh.
Bogey, I think, was the monkey. And there was a tiger, there was a panda, there was a
I believe you.
Mole. Yeah.
Ninja Turtles was 87 and 96, so yeah, I guess that would be 80s.
I'm moving up. Because I was having to argue some of this with you while I was counting. I don't know where I was.
Sure. Yeah.
I'm navigating a lot of things here, you guys. All right.
Okay, last one.
Of course.
My last opportunity to redeem myself and get off of this.
Tie with us.
who is that last one going to, though? Whose turn is it?
Sean. Sean's.
My turn. Okay.
Chance.
I lost track of who we were on.
I don't know. I'll just read.
It's horrible.
I'll just read.
Because Wes, another person. Wait, like, Wes, you were there for Donovan, so now it's your turn, actually.
Read?
No, read.
Oh, you're right. You're right. Because it was a question for Donovan.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So this is for you, Wes. It's
so confusing.
We'll figure it out better for next time, but this one's for you.
What's the color? Red. Two killer bunnies weapons.
Two killer bunnies mm-hmm. weapons?
What the hell is killer bunnies?
It's a card game.
It capitalized?
Yes. Killer bunnies.
I have no idea. But I'll just say, yeah, I can do two.
Okay.
What, rabies and weaponized poop? I have no idea.
Should I pick a different card?
It's up to the audience. What do you guys think?
Let's do another one really quick because we're going to be wrapping up soon.
All right. Two video game characters that can fly. Ready, go.
I can do two. You do three, Donovan?
I'll do three.
I'll do four.
I can do five.
Six.
I'm out.
I can do seven.
I don't think I could bluff my way out of this. All right, Wes. Seven. On the clock. For the win. Video game characters that can fly. All right.
Superman, Batman, Mario, Luigi, Princess Peach, Yoshi. No? Let's see. Kid Icarus. You've got...
You're stretching the hole. Can fly pretty far.
I would Icarus, actually...
Really?
No, I would actually... I would only question one, though. Keep going.
Keep going.
Iron Man.
Well, that's seven, so you're... Yeah.
Which one are you questioning?
Since when can Batman fly?
Yeah, he falls. I don't know if I'd say he flies.
But I guess as an argument,
do
too.
Do gliders not fly?
Right, and that's what I was going to say. Is I think that
he
that's
catches
the,
like a thermal, he's going to fly just as much as a hang glider would.
I think that there's going to be a technicality because it doesn't say fly under their own power.
Plane. Right.
See? Would be the tie break.
So I'm gonna write to the makers of Geek Out and say that they need to be a little bit more specific in their questions, that they have to be, you know, like flying under their own power. Yeah, Buzz Lightyear. All right, so I think Wes gets that one on a technicality. Okay. So where's that leave us? Where's that leave us for the final for the game?
I am. West? I just squeaked by. So two places from the start, and then Sean, and then Donovan.
Still back on the start. This is so embarrassing.
Oh my gosh, you guys!
I think the week
it was fun though.
The week
conversations.
It is the week leading up to the next time we play this. I think we're all going to be like trying to study up and
going back
and looking at properties.
Some of this crap, there's no way to study for. Like they just.
I don't even mean studying in like a literal form, but trying to refresh my memory of things I haven't thought about in like 20 or 30 years.
Yeah.
So.
Like 80s Saturday morning cartoons.
Yep.
Yeah. You know, yeah, that's when we need Mark back. Would have dominated on that one.
Oh, I know. That guy.
Can you write down your answers? There's that ban in the rules. They specifically mentioned writing down the answers, Tinkering Rocks. I don't know where it lists that. I read about it. You can do it. It's just, it makes it take longer, I think. I forget where I saw that in here.
I think if you're playing in like a physical setting with a bunch of people, having a couple notes would be kind of fun. But yeah. So
that was fun.
Yeah, it was. I look forward to doing that again too. And you know, we're playing a game called Geek Out, and we also have a section of the show called Geek Out. So, what are you guys geeking out about this week? Okay, I'll go first. there is a YouTube video that I saw. Actually, I watched it a couple of different times. That really has kind of, I guess we could say captured my interest and in kind of inspired me to do a couple different builds I have planned, hopefully in the near future. But there is a person in Orange County who is, you know, Orange County is probably about 30, 35 miles away from me here in Southern California. It's roughly the same area that Disneyland is in. He has built a scale model of Disneyland in his backyard. The video was featured on a channel called Random Land Adventures, and I'll share a link with everyone regarding this. But it's an amazing replica in this guy's backyard. The layout isn't exactly the same as it is in the park, but you could almost find all the different features of Disneyland built in some way into this person's backyard, and it's gorgeous. It is phenomenal. It's really amazing. In fact, I think I have some friends that went and visited the place not too long ago. And I might go there in the next 2 or 3 weeks and take a tour of this person's backyard. And it's something I'm looking forward to. I love the idea of like the miniaturization and like model. I've never been into model trains, but for some reason, I like the idea of models or shrinking things down to a certain scale and being able to admire it from a new point of view perspective. So I'm really geeking out about the possibility of seeing it in person instead of just on a YouTube video. That's mine. Nice. How about you guys?
I've been watching Schitt's Creek on Netflix. I'm catching up on that. It's pretty funny. I'm enjoying it.
My wife and I just started that last night.
Yeah.
I think I've seen the first season, but I kind of fell off with it. But it was really entertaining.
I enjoy it. I think my favorite characters or favorite part about it is just some of the names of the characters, like the mayor's name is Roland Schitt. Like that just cracks me up. And then I realized like after the first season, and his wife's name is Jocelyn, which is just equally as funny. And it didn't pick up on it that that's actually also a verb, you know? So just little things like that just crack me up. And there's every character is like a standout character in their own right.
Yeah.
I think my favorite is actually strangely Alexis, which is the daughter of the main characters on the show. And she just, her facial expressions just crack me up. She just has the funniest facial expressions and her reactions to things. So,
I wonder if she should clarify that it's S-C-H-I-T-T. So that's how you got it by the censors.
Yeah. And apparently there were some interviews that I watched on, the Colbert Show, where every time they said Schitt's Creek, they would have to display the icon and the logo on the screen to be able to skirt by. So they kept like saying it like off the cuff, like randomly, like just to see if people would keep up. It was pretty hilarious.
I wonder if that is like the same spelling of anybody's actual last name. It almost looks like the German spelling of shit or something.
I'm sure.
No, I knew somebody with the last name of that.
Really?
First name wasn't Roland.
Yeah.
I didn't even pick up on that. You just blew my mind.
I got a
CNC. And I don't know if I'm geeking out about it so much as being freaked out by it, because I have no idea what I'm doing at all.
So
I haven't even put the thing together.
So what'd you get? What'd you get? You didn't even tell us that you got one.
A Onefinity. Did I say that right?
Probably. I'm just not as familiar with that brand.
Yeah. It's been making its rounds on social media lately. And Ben Myers actually got me connected with them to get a CNC. They're the ones that, if you've seen pictures of people like standing on top of the thing, on top of their CNC to show how durable it is, that's Onefinity.
Cool.
How big is it?
Apparently that's a 16 by 16.
Cool.
Is that big?
No.
16 feet?
No. No? No, not 16 feet. 16.
It's like a desktop obvious one, right?
Yeah. There's like three huge boxes in my garage. It's 9 degrees in my garage, so I haven't had a lot of time or opportunity or layers to go out and put the thing together. That, and I don't know what to, is it okay to put a CNC on like a concrete slab and it be okay?
As long as it's level, I'll see why not.
Okay.
Yeah. Actually, you want it bolted down so it can't vibrate around. That's the only thing.
I would recommend building a platform for it as well. I don't think you want to hover around your CRC.
Yeah. So I got to build something for it before I put it together. So I'm geeking out about it, even though I'm more freaking out about it than anything. So.
Yeah, it's another good skill to have in terms of automation and learning how that works. And, you know, it's similar in some respects to the laser, but very, very different at the same time. Which
it has the highest learning curve.
Yeah, which probably isn't very helpful. There is a very high learning curve. I think there are, strangely enough, I think there's more variables with the CNC than there is with the laser.
I would 100% agree.
Yeah.
Considering how long it's taken me to get my laser like down to where I think I know what I'm doing, that scares me.
I think the biggest thing, or the biggest part of the process for having a CNC, is the software that you're going to use to run it. And I think that
Carbide, I think, is the one that I got.
Like so many parameters.
Yeah, I mean, because for everybody that got in with Inventables, with ESOL, it can do some cool things, but it is so, so, so limiting. I'm hoping that Carbide is going to be a better solution for you, so that's cool. Happy for you.
So if you're out there in listener land and know some things that might help me.
Josh would say Fusion 360. Josh was here.
He would.
I would highly recommend using Fusion as much as you can in their cam output.
Okay. I can do this.
Yes, you can.
Finally sit down and take his course and learn this sucker. I'll do it.
All right, so...
Do you have any tips for Donovan?
Yeah, actually... Mm-hmm. That'd be perfect, too. And if you have tips for Donovan or any of us or any suggestions for the show, you can go ahead and let us know directly. You can send us a message through our website at themakinggeeks.com. Not themakinggeeks.com, but makinggeeks.com. We have all of the episodes you can listen to right there on the homepage. And we also have our contact form, which is how you can get a hold of any of us at any time. And don't forget that we also have a shop set up with some cool merch. And there'll be little things added probably every month. That I highly advise all of you check out right there at makinggeeks.com.
And if you want to see our own individual adventures or misadventures, as in my personal case, you can come check us out on social media, because we do that on our to highlight our own stuff. So if you want to see what Sean is building, go ahead and check him out at Geek Builders. Wes is found at Geeksmithing, and I am found at Once Upon a Workbench.
And big thanks to all of our people that are in our audience here virtually on our YouTube channel while we're doing the live stream. Thank you guys for participating. It was a lot of fun. I enjoyed all the interactions and hopefully you guys enjoyed as well. Hopefully everyone out there enjoyed. Let us know if you like this.
And if you have suggestions for games we could play, let us know that too.
Yes. That would work well in audio format. Yeah. That's a challenge.
Yeah. Well, you can find new episodes of the podcast every Saturday morning-ish on your favorite podcast player of choice. And I want to thank everybody for hanging out with us and all of our listeners that have been listening with us for almost 4 years now and all of our new listeners as well that we're getting each and every month. We appreciate you. Thank you for listening. And I hope you all have a fantastic week. Take care.
See ya.
See ya.
'm just a dumb California boy. I don't know anything.